This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 24. Generous giving. A reading comes from Matthew chapter 6. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. For many of the people Jesus was speaking to in this passage, generosity and righteousness were considered the same. And it was not uncommon that people publicized their giving. That happens today too. We see it when a famously wealthy person gives part of their fortune to a charity, along with a press release and media interviews. Public recognition can feel good. It can be nice to hear praise when you can provide something that would otherwise not be possible. But Jesus says there is an even greater reward for people who give quietly. Who do you want keeping the records when it comes to your generosity? Is the applause of the world better than the reward of blessing from God? When it comes to giving generously, three principles come to mind. First, no one is too poor to give. Even if you are struggling to get by, God will bless your generosity. Second, generous living should be sacrificial. C.S. Lewis said that the safest rule for giving is to give more than you can spare. Finally, the amount you give ought to be decided in your own heart and not given out of compulsion. It's a private matter between you and God. The purpose of your giving should not be to impress others. Instead, it's a discipline that should increase your faith in God to provide for you and to draw you closer to Him. Pray with me. Generous God, all that we have is from you. Make us good stewards of all you have entrusted to us, trusting in faith that you will continue to provide. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.